A new report by the Pentagon finds that no senior military officer or defense official either directed or encouraged the abuse of detainees in U.S. prisons overseas. But the report also finds that the Pentagon did not provide clear guidelines about interrogation techniques. A summary was presented to the Senate Armed Services Committee today. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
This investigation is considered to be the most comprehensive look into the treatment of prisoners held by U.S. military forces in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Only 8 senators showed up at what was supposed to be a full committee hearing to question the report's author, Vice Admiral Albert Church, formerly the Navy's Inspector General and now the Director of Navy Staff. Church said that the 368-page report took 9 months to complete.
My key findings, that clearly there was no policy, written or otherwise, at any level that directed or condoned torture or abuse. There was no link between the authorized interrogation techniques and the abuses that in fact occurred.
Church said that he leaned heavily on some of the earlier investigations into detainee abuse. In addition, he said his investigators interviewed about 800 people. They also looked at 70 closed cases of abuse. 6 were deaths, 26 cases were considered serious, and 38 others were minor. Church said that about one-third of the abuse cases occurred at the point where detainees were captured.
The majority of these cases, even those considered interrogation-related, consisted of simple assaults, punching, kicking, and slapping detainees. We looked for any discernible pattern of abuse, and we were unable to find it.
Church says that the findings showed there were what he called missed opportunities, such as failing to establish clear guidelines for interrogation techniques. Senator Carl Levin, the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, slammed the report, saying it didn't answer any lingering questions that went unanswered in earlier reports. Levin says, for example, whether senior military leadership created an environment that could have led to the abuse. Levin said that includes policies for harsh interrogation techniques that were approved by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
Simply concluding that there were missed opportunities does not adequately explain why Secretary Rumsfeld approved aggressive interrogation techniques, including stress positions, 20-hour interrogations, nudity, and the use of dogs in interrogations.
Over the course of the hearings, Church was asked why he didn't interview some key players in the abuse scandal. Church said he found it wasn't necessary and wasn't part of his mandate. Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island said that wasn't good enough.
I think failing to pursue all the facts, failing to follow up on certain things that seem to emerge from our discussions suggest that this is not the thorough, complete, no-holds-barred report that many of us expected.
This is the 10th investigation into prisoner abuse since the scandal broke at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison last April. Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent showed his impatience with so many reviews.
I don't need an investigation to tell me that there was no comprehensive or systematic use of inhumane tactics by the American military, because those guys and gals just wouldn't do it.
Still, more than 100 American service members have been disciplined for mistreating detainees. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.